So, Amber?
I'm Amber.
Amber, Brian, my wife Mary.
James.
And James.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you guys. Happy to be here.
Yes, yeah. Glad to have you.
Yeah.
I'm at the Blue Sage Trailhead on the east side of Heber, about to do something I haven't done in a while, mountain bike with a group of strangers. There's a waiver to sign, a joke about someone's home Wi-Fi being named FBI surveillance, and a guy in an EVA jersey named Brian Eichstead telling me not to worry about keeping up. It's one of the first rides for the new chapter of the Expeditionary Veterans Association. Its mission? Help veterans struggling with PTSD find support and new friends through the outdoors. Brian founded this chapter a few months ago. Tonight, a handful of people show up. Veterans, spouses, neighbors. Sometimes kids come too, depending on the level of the ride. I catch up with James McCourt before we start climbing.
You get out there, you're just focused on what's in front of you. Just like having that mission again, you're just focused on what's right in front of you and the rest of the world just disappears. For me personally, as I'm out riding, I can process things that I can't process when I'm just sitting around doing nothing. If I'm sitting around doing nothing, there's too many invasive thoughts, too many things running around in my head all at once. Mm-hmm. So when I'm out, I can focus on what's in front of me and my mind can work out its problems in the background. And like I get a good release out of it.
So our first and foremost slogan is, you know, not all wounds are visible, because most of these veterans walk around, they look strong, they look like they're doing great. You ask them how they're doing, they're going to tell you they look great, but when they get home and they're all by themselves, when they struggle the most.
Brian calls it pedal therapy. Get veterans out on bikes, in the mountains, with people who understand. That's the model. This chapter is still young, and Brian and James both tell me the same thing in different ways. They want it to grow, and they hope to expand the nonprofit to include other outdoor activities. More friends, spouses, and neighbors along for the ride. The bigger it gets, the more people it can reach, and the more it can offer to the ones who need it most. Brian's story starts a long way from here. He joined the Army out of high school, served about 4 years until an injury led to a medical discharge in 1995. Getting out was harder than getting in.
You know, when we're in military service, we are given very explicit directions on what our job is, what our daily life is, what we do. But when you get out in civilian life, there's so much more freedom to change lanes, to make different choices.
Brian's path out of the Army and into life after service wasn't simple. The adjustment took time, and it took him to several places before he eventually landed in the Heber Valley. He was introduced to EVA while living in Las Vegas through a man named Ike Moses, the chapter's current president.
Doctors told him that he was never going to walk again due to his injuries that he sustained in combat. And being a part of that group, he was getting out on hikes and getting out. He actually got to the point to where he was getting out on mountain bikes and doing rides. And now he's worked his way up to where he's actually very active every day.
Watching Ike heal was enough to convince Brian. When he moved to Utah, he'd start a chapter here. Brian's the president, his vice president is his neighbor, Chris Manning, and his sergeant-in-arms is his best friend of 30 years, James McCourt. James and Brian have been friends since 1995 when they met at Fort Stewart, Georgia. James's unit was on leave. Brian was already on his way out, medically discharged.
We struck up a friendship. We've been best friends for over 30 years now. 13 years ago, I married his baby sister.
So now they're best friends and brothers-in-law, building something they both believe in. I ask James why this group and its message to veterans matters to him.
You're not alone. We're here for you. There's a lot of veterans around. Reach out. There's help. You can get the help. Sometimes you don't want to go through the VA process. There are guys here that'll talk, we'll listen, we'll sit down. Sometimes you just sit together in silence. And that's good therapy too. You just meet up, go sit somewhere. You don't even have to talk. You're just there with somebody, just to have somebody that understands where you've been, understands what you're going through, to just kind of sit with.
The Blue Sage Trail starts easy. Sagebrush, scrub oak, quiet climbing. Then it stops being easy. Switchback after switchback, pulling us higher. Mount Timpanogos filling the skyline ahead. It's a grind, steady and unrelenting. The kind of ride where you stop talking and start making oxygen choices. When we finally crest the ridge onto Cow Tummy Trail and drop into the trees, everything changes. The trail loosens up, cool, green, and fast with rollers and berms. There's an optional jump on the downhill, a steep drop, maybe 6 feet down. Brian encourages James to try it, and we all stop to watch. James lines up, ready to send it. But then he doesn't. He rolls back down, bike intact, no jump. And the group cheers, the same way they would have if he'd cleared it. Nobody asks why. Nobody needles him about it later. In a lot of settings, that moment is built for pressure. Perform, show off, prove something. Out here, it wasn't. James could have made that jump. He didn't feel it that day, so he didn't do it. And that was enough. That's the thing Brian's actually building. Not a riding club. A place where you're allowed to know your limits and still belong.
Okay. So if you just get out there and you start doing this,
even if you do the... By the time we reach the parking lot, the group is joking and sharing notes on form for the newbies.
My takeaway
Slow, smooth, fast.
There's some really amazing riders here, like that have been doing this for years and years. And the, for my husband and I, this is our first year mountain biking. So like anyone, they don't care. Like Brian will give us some tips and they'll go nice and slow for us and make sure that we're comfortable. And it's really awesome that it's kind of for everybody, no matter what level, you know, you're on. And that we appreciate that. So that's why we keep coming back. It's fun.
Like I told you at the beginning, we're just here to have fun and we want people to come out and have fun. So yes, exactly. This isn't a race. This is to get out, people have fun, pedal. Pedal therapy is the best therapy. Come on and have fun.
I circle back with James.
You said there's something about just you're on the bike. You're not worried about, you're not focused on what's in, right in front of you. You're looking at what's like 25 feet ahead of you, right? So what's kind of the takeaway for that? Not only just in mountain biking, but for veterans and for life who might be caught up in some really hard things right in front of them.
Yeah. For me, if I'm only focused on what's in front of me, you get that tunnel vision and you can't see your way past it. So if you focus out a little bit farther, open up your field of view, you can sort your way through problems. You can see that, you know, there are other avenues to take. There are other options out there, not just stuck in the moment. If you focus on what's in front of you, a rock, you're gonna hit that rock, probably gonna wreck. If you're focused 25 feet out in front of that tire, you're gonna miss that rock because you already saw it, you compensated for it, you moved right around it. So same thing kind of goes for life and working through issues.
Look ahead, not at the rock, at what's coming next. And by looking far enough ahead, that obstacle right in front of you stops being the whole story. Before my first ride with EVA, I assumed this was a nonprofit formed solely for veterans, and it is. But by the end of the night, that distinction barely mattered. Veterans, civilians, new faces, and old friends, we were all just people having a great time on the trail together. And that's the whole idea. Not a program exclusively for veterans, just people, outside, together. This is Amber Borowski-Johnson for KPCW's Community Campfire.